You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The Competition Commission has released the Essential Foods Monitoring Report that suggests that food prices have increased quite dramatically over the last 4 years since the pandemic, and that they're not coming down at the rate at which they had increased. Joined on the line by Principal Economist at the Competition Commission, that is Kalirendwe Ranenyeni, to take a look at this and try and make sense of it. Kali, thanks so much for taking the time. 50% increase in food prices in the last 4 years, even with inflation, that seems excessive.
Yes, indeed, Jimmy. Good evening to you and to your listeners. It is quite excessive. There has been a lot of increase that we've seen, particularly with inflation and the cost of the basket that the lower consumers actually buy. If you think of the minimum wage rate, that hasn't been increasing in the same rate. So what we're seeing is a lot of South Africans are actually at risk of food insecurity, because the risk or the increase, the rate at which the price of food increases is much higher than the rate at which their wages increase.
That's a very interesting point you bring up, Kali, because the wage widening or the shortfall widening for that basket has increased from 7% to 13%, which suggests exactly what you're saying, that wages now don't cover the same basket that they used to cover. They cover even less. Is that part of a bigger wage problem, or is it kind of a tandem? Part of it is to do with wages, but another part of it is the fact that food prices aren't coming down as fast.
It's actually a bigger problem, but we think that part of the problem is the fact that food prices are not coming down as fast as they should. So if you think about the baskets that the consumers are buying, so this is a basket of foods that is tracked by the Peter Marisa Economic Justice Group that sends out ladies to the different shops to see how prices are keeping up on a weekly basis. And what they are seeing is exactly that. That the rate is just, and that's why inflation is not a good measure to be talking about this thing, Jimmy. Because when you think of inflation, you are really thinking of the rate of increase, right? You're not thinking that prices are coming down. Mm. All you're saying is, if something was 1 rand, if the inflation is 4% instead of 10%, it actually increases by 4 rand instead of 10 rand. But what we want is to see the prices coming down if the costs are coming down. It shouldn't be the rate of change that we're worried about, because they settle at very high prices.
When we look at that rate in which things increase and decrease, I mean, there's been a lot of commentary saying that, for example, the increases feel like they're rocket increases, but the decreases are sort of a slow, feathered approach, and they take time and to filter through and all of that. Is this something that could potentially be standardized? I think about something like fuel prices, where we kind of have a set date. This is when it's going to go down. This is by how much. Is this something that can be explored in this space? I mean, understanding, of course, that some of the factors like droughts and that are beyond just inflation. And so it's difficult to price exactly how much to decrease by.
And I think that's really the problem, Jimmy, that there are just so many actors, right, that affect the pricing of food. So as you will note, or what we've seen in this current of the version of the report, we've seen that actually cost pressures have eased. In the last 6 months, when we spoke of food prices, we were speaking load shedding. We were speaking the strengthening, the depreciation of the rand. We were speaking, we're speaking load shedding, fuel prices, and all of that. But all of that has now eased. But we also have other problems now, like the mid-summer drought that we experienced earlier on, the winter that has just come out that has damaged a lot of potatoes and tomatoes. So the problem is that there's so many actors that I think it would be quite difficult to have a standardized approach. But what we want from food markets and competitive pricing is, when prices go down, that should filter down to the consumer. And we're not seeing that at the moment for some of the products that we track.
Kylie, some of the analysts and some commentary suggests that we're not seeing that because the companies that are supposed to be reducing the prices, whether it's the retailers or the suppliers to the retailers, are kind of saying we're going to enjoy the margins a little bit more because we can now make a little bit more money. Is there something from a legislative point of view, at least, that says that it's fine to enjoy some margins, but not at the cost or at the detriment of consumers?
So part of the Commission's mandate is to make sure that prices are competitively priced or products are competitively priced. So where a market is competitive, you shouldn't have retailers and processors enjoying the margin, as you put it. Because once you're able to make excess margins, what does competition do? Whoever is your competitor will cut down the price, and that price will eventually go to where the price is supposed to be, which is equal to cost, or just slightly above cost. So we can't have a situation where because we were not making margins, now this is an opportunity for us to enjoy some margin. Where that is akin to excessive pricing, the Competition Act is meant to deal with that scenario.
What are some of the other concerns? I mean, we touched on one very important one a little earlier around food security because people are now no longer able to afford food. What are some of the other real concerns that the Competition Commission highlighted in the monitoring report that should be taken seriously by whether it's retailers or suppliers before the Commission is forced to act?
So I think we've touched on two, and these are really the big takeaways that we've observed now. So the one is that food insecurity is real. It's now not a theoretical thing, and we can see how the rate, the two rates, minimum wages and prices, are differing, and there's this big disparity between the two. So at some point, South Africa may be faced with some social unrest, and we've seen this in other countries where the minute that there's an index that is used to measure this. So once that food insecurity gets to that index, there's a lot of striking similar to what we saw the other year in South Africa as well. So that's really the one key message, that we need to be thinking of food security, and that is a real risk. The second is the issue that we've just spoke about now, which is we are really concerned that market actors are not transmitting savings to consumers when they are able to. There are some that also, for example, this is really observed in different products. You'll see in the report, we speak about what is happening in maize meal, we speak about what is happening in sunflower oil, we speak about brown bread and chicken. So for some of these products, and I'll give you bread, for example, brown bread, what we've observed is that the price of wheat has gone down, right? And wheat, given that wheat is a commodity, we would expect that the majority of the cost of production of bread is actually on wheat, okay? So wheat comes down, but processors actually don't bring down their price. Then we find retailers actually don't increase prices. So in that scenario, we have processors that are almost enjoying the margin, using your words, but retailers will kind of absorb that cost and continue to price where they should. But in other products, for example, like sunflower oil, that is not the case. So we are seeing differences in how processors and retailers are behaving for different products. But the message is one, right? We expect when prices, when costs go down, particularly at farm gate level, so your commodity costs, and your other costs like your rent and your fuel, we expect to see savings for consumers. And this should be the case for all products in our baskets and not just some of them. So that's really the message to me.
When we look at that basket, would there be merit in, I know we said we can't really standardize a lot of things, but would there be merit in the same way we've got zero rated items that we put into a basket of essential goods? Would there be merit in saying we're going to look at a basket of essential products, and on these products there should be a maximum margin that is capped? Do some industry research around it, cap the maximum amount on these, because at the end of the day, those are the very basic products that consumers need, and then on the other margins, we expect you as a retailer, as a business, to be responsible. Is that something we could consider?
That's something that can be considered. I mean, in other countries, you find that there are price control, right? So the government says you can't price bread above this. So this is your cost, this is the margin that you should expect. But this is now an intergovernmental conversation that needs to happen. It's definitely something that can be explored.
Hopefully we explore this before food security becomes an even more serious problem, but we'll have to leave it at that. Kali, thanks so much for the time and for the insights. That's Kali Rendwe Ranenyeni, who is the principal economist at the Competition Commission, on their essential foods monitoring report, suggesting that food is still too expensive.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.